morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank everybody for hosting and everybody here at the radio station for working to make this happen. We always like to start off with kind of our crazy celebrity real estate story. But before we do that, there's going to be somebody chiming in today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And I would just like to give a huge Kenmore team welcome to James Wade. James, thanks for being on the show today.
You know, it's fun to be back on the show, and it's fun to be part of the team now.
Yeah, and that, my friends, is the big announcement, is James is not here as a guest appearance from another commercial real estate company. He is actually now leading up the Kenmore team commercial real estate division. And so we're super excited to have him on board. And that will be kind of our main topic as we jump into the show today and talk a little bit about some of the changes, the expansion in commercial real estate. But to start things off, like I said, we always like to start off with our crazy real estate story. Unfortunately, I couldn't find one about the value of the North Pole and Claus's home there. So I did have to settle for another happy place, though. And that is, you could buy one of the happiest places on earth. Actually, Walt Disney's Palm Springs home is for sale. The home that actually him and his wife Lillian spent their twilight years in. They called it their desert escape. Had been in the Disney family up till 2015. Sold. There were some updates done on it and changing hands again. So actually, with all the celebrity real estate story we talk about, there's some pretty cool things in this house. There's some antique Disney stuff. The baseboards actually have some caricature pictures of Walt and Mickey down in the corners, some original drawings. And the price tag on this house, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, big Rambler, pool, hot tub in Palm Springs, coming in at $899. I was surprised. It was actually under $1 million.
I was going to wonder how many millions that was going to be.
Yeah, this is a shocking one for me because I look at the history there and what it represents. And I'm sure it's above the average there for that size of house. But to be able to pick something up in history like that, if you were looking to retire and a big Disney fan, here's your chance. So, okay, we always like to temper that crazy celebrity real estate story with a little bit of true real estate economic news. And one of the interesting things was taking a look at national multifamily starts. So it was interesting because housing starts for the first time in a long time actually fell 18.7% in November nationwide. But when you really looked at the data, it was due almost entirely to multifamily. So multifamily starts declined 45% in November after jumping a crazy 75% in October. But what we had happening was a lot of developers rushing in to lock financing before the election. So developers were freaked out about what was happening. They wanted to lock in those rates. They also wanted to jump in and lock in rates ahead of the Fed's rate hike that happened last week. So when you take a look at, it's like the Wild West here at the end that election was causing with multifamily. If you go back and look at the national yearly stats, we still have year to date, single family starts are up about 9.6%. And all starts, multifamily, single family across the board, are still up 4.8%. So really what we would call a statistically normal growth amounts still happening when we look at housing starts nationwide. So today's topic, I am super excited about this show. This has been in the works for a little while, and it definitely takes some organization and some planning, but I am very, very excited to have with us on the show today, James Wade, with the Kenmore team now, with commercial real estate. So I wanted to talk a little bit about two people. How did we arrive here? How does something like that evolution happen? We've been in residential for a long time. We acquired about a year and a half ago property management and have been growing and managing now for a lot of people's properties in the Tri-Cities and taking care of that facet for them. So we were kind of missing this third element of the wagon wheel here, and that was the commercial real estate. Well, about 8 years ago, I met James at a networking event. We were in a B&I group together, and then we started to get to know each other in that instance. We then were in leadership positions within that club and organization together. And I tell you what, when you're sorting out leadership positions and making decisions and having those extra meetings, James, we got to know each other pretty well.
I found your meetings where you presided the most dynamic.
Oh man, I think I hear some sarcasm in there. But it was nice because we really got to know how each other worked in those situations about our companies. And what happened in that case is it had been a struggle for me in the business for years. We develop a huge amount of trust with our clients. And as we would go through residential transactions, we would always get to a point, maybe at closing or afterwards, where our clients would call us back and they'd be like, "Hey, Lance, you know what? I've got this building in Kennewick, a commercial building. Can you handle that for me?" The hard part about it is there is a huge, huge difference in that knowledge base between leases and terms. And they always say, the old saying is, you don't know what you don't know. And boy, when you don't know what you don't know, that can end up costing somebody a lot of money. And so what would happen is, because we didn't have that knowledge base built up and we hadn't built all those tools, is we would end up having to refer that business out. And I tell you what, up until that point, until I had met James, I had really been burned a lot of times by those referrals. I had sent them out to folks. They didn't get calls back. They didn't get the same service they were used to getting with us on the residential side. And so I met James. I started making those referrals over to James. And I tell you what, he just handled all of our clients the way that we like to handle them on the residential side. And I think that's when we really started to work well together.
I'm trying to remember when that was. It's been a few years now.
Yeah, as I counted back, I had 8 down, and then I scared me a little bit because that means I'm getting older. So yeah, I think it was about 8 years ago when all that started. And I tell people too, when you really make a decision, is you start to go through a transaction with somebody. And I always tell people on the radio show, most of the guests that we bring on and talk to, we have personally used. So even in some of those instances, James was able to bring me some great deals, and he actually represented us in some transactions personally. So I was able to see how he worked and how that realm worked on the commercial side. And so we just, it was a right timing, and everything kind of lined up to where we wanted to launch that new division, and got a hold of James, and James was looking to do something a little bit bigger and different. And so we kind of said, "Hey, let's put this together," and it works. So James, welcome to the team, and thanks for coming over. We always like to give the listeners some background information. There's a lot of synergy that's going to happen, and a lot of tools that we're now able to use back and forth with referrals and stuff. But before we jump into how that's going to work, tell us a little bit about yourself, Tri-Cities, family. Let's let the listeners get to know you a little bit.
All right. You know, I just celebrated my 35th wedding anniversary at Thanksgiving. And got married at Thanksgiving, so I'd never forget our anniversary.
Smart guy.
It's worked.
Okay, good.
The official stone for the 35th anniversary is the emerald, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, FYI.
Yep,
there.
I'm going to need to know that. Yep. Okay.
You know, I've lived in the Tri-Cities most of my life. We moved here many, many years ago. My dad went to work for Washington Public Power Supply System, and I went to Christ the King Elementary School in Richland, Washington, became a Richland bomber, went to Central Washington University, and came home and got to that point in my career where the conversations corporately always were relocations to Chicago or LA or places like that, which was flattering because it meant I was doing well, but there were not places that I really wanted to raise a family. And I had met what proved to be Mrs. Wade. We have two sons, and the Tri-Cities is a pretty amazing place to raise a family and to grow up yourself. And I thought, you know, I'm staying here. Got into real estate, did some development work. I have a construction engineering background, and it was just a natural segue into real estate, and then many, many years ago into commercial real estate. I'm going to bring this home to Disneyland because we went, when the Cougs last made the Rose Bowl, go Cougs, we went to Disneyland, and I remember distinctly leaving one night as a sunset and seeing people up on the roofs in black from head to toe outfits, so they blended in cleaning the facades of the building so you couldn't see them cleaning them. And I just thought that level of professionalism and systems was pretty amazing to me. And that's what I see with the Kenmore team. I've always admired your systems, your organization, your follow-up. There's just a lot of details in our business that need attention. For me, my business is built around relationships. I work with a lot of the same clients year after year. You know, I just picked up a counter offer on my way over here from one client to present to another client. It's going to be a great deal for both of them. It's going to really advance their businesses for both of them. So I would say the biggest difference between residential and commercial is I tend to work with a lot of the same people over and over again, and I'm blessed with working with some really high quality clients that are able and willing to perform, and they are successful, and we have fun together, and I need some support and backup. So I've got it now at the Kenmore team, and I'm pretty darn excited.
James, that's awesome. And actually, I mean, I don't know how all of these years I slipped through that whole Richland High comment, but I mean, that we're getting quite an alumni base here at the Kenmore team now. So I'm learning stuff with the audience right now. I should add that to my interview questions. I don't know how I missed that. We might have put this together sooner. Go Bombers.
We won't talk about what years we
graduated. No, we won't. Okay, perfect. Well, that is some really, really good information. And I always kind of like that. And that's one of the things too, where I grew up in this community also. And so one of the things James and I really focus on and can help with our commercial clients and our residential clients and our property management clients is we both have that experience of being able to see what the Tri-Cities has done. And when you've been here and you've seen where Richland has grown and you've seen where Kennewick and Pasco have grown and you know what those areas used to look like, it gives you a real unique advantage over somebody that maybe hasn't been here. They've only been here 3 or 4 or 5 years, because now you can look and say, hey, here's what used to be. There used to be potatoes and corn there, and this was the corner, and now that's a gas station in the corridor. And you can use that knowledge to kind of project, because of that, here's what I think is going to happen. Here's the next best place. And we can make some moves and advise our clients with that background knowledge. So really excited to have another big, big database of knowledge, another just absolutely weapon for us to use in the real estate world to help our clients meet their needs. We're going to go to our first break. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk a little bit about James's personal business motto, Fulfill Your Plan, and talk a little bit about some new properties and some listings that we have and upcoming opportunities. We'll be right back after the break. Welcome Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about commercial real estate. Our big focus today is the announcement that we now have James Wade leading our commercial real estate division at the Kenmore team. We learned quite a bit about James before the break. So James, welcome back to the show, and thanks for being here, kind of dishing the goods on us.
You know, it's always fun to be on your show. Look forward to do it more often.
Absolutely. So just a little preview for the listeners out there. We're going to, now that we have commercial up and running, we're going to have once a month a little highlight segment about commercial real estate, expand the listeners' knowledge a little bit about what's going on in the Tri-Cities, and talk to them about some additional opportunities that we were not able to offer before. So one of the things I do like to do is, I know our listeners out there, low on inventory on the residential side. We always like to get out some new listings for the people that are struggling to find something and that are looking right now. So on the residential side, we just listed 2922 Bryan Lane in Kennewick. And this is a four-bedroom, three-bath home, large lot in southwest Kennewick, 2105 square feet, new flooring, formal living dining combo, lots of windows. The kitchen has granite counters, freshly painted cabinets, stainless steel appliances, updated, looks really, really nice. Huge park-like backyard. You're getting this and RV parking all at $285,000. I don't expect that to last very long. So if you want a post-Christmas present, feel free to give us a call on that one. We'd love to show it to you. Pick number three, this home is gorgeous. 610 Napa Court in Richland. Better than new. This place, four bedroom, two bath, stucco rambler. It's in South Richland's Bordeaux Grove, 2291 square feet. Great, great layout, open kitchen, large island, granite counters, stainless steel appliances, tile floors, gas range. I mean, this one goes on and on. French doors. The master suite just has an amazing private bath, tile everywhere, granite, dual sink vanity. I mean, this house is just absolutely dialed in. On top of that, it's on a cul-de-sac, so you're getting privacy, and this is priced at $409,900. So for South Richland, Rambler, just totally, if you want move-in ready, dialed in, 610 Napa Court. And then pick number three is, we have a great lot. People are always looking for that panoramic view lot to just kind of build an iconic house on. This is a 0.82 acre lot. It's 33303 West 47th up in Kennewick. So you have those amazing Kennewick views. You've got easy distance to the golf course, close to shopping and restaurants. You've got sewer, electric, and public water all to the property line. And that's coming in priced at $75,000. And if you've been out there shopping for view lots, very difficult to find something in that range of $75,000. So feel free to give us a call if you have any questions about those. We'd love to show those to you. Now back to the commercial real estate side. One of the things we're super excited about is having somebody on our team that has a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience to help people make the right decisions in that commercial realm. And so, James, why don't you talk to us a little bit, walk us through maybe a recent or typical commercial project and some of the steps that you go through that people normally wouldn't see on a residential transaction.
You know, a project right now that I'm working on is on Road 90. Sat down with clients and said, what does the Tri-Cities not have? What do we need? What's not in the inventory? And what was really missing at that time, and really still missing, was what we call flex space. So office in the front end, some high bay warehouse or flex space in the back, and ability to get deliveries without having to walk sideways through a door or something like that. So we started looking around. I had another client with 3 acres to sell on Road 90 in West Pasco. He's a long retired gentleman who just really wanted to sell this land and move on down the road. Not unlike a lot of clients, he'd had it listed with somebody else a couple of times, couldn't get it done. So he listed it with me. We put it on the market. I brought one of my clients into the mix, and I said, I think this is a pretty good spot for us to be. We did our arithmetic, and my business is always about math. We did our homework on what's it going to cost to build it, what can we lease it for, what do we think the market looks like, and we're now probably about halfway or more through construction of the initial 8 units. 7 of those are leased out, and we're going to fill up the 8th one here right after Christmas and start on another 4. So that went from an idea to raw ground to engineering to working with the city on permitting, figuring out where the utilities were going to be run, and all of those details. And I love that stuff. That is the fun part of what I do, is taking an idea and actually seeing it come out of the ground.
Well, and I think too, like you said, with your background being in construction and some of that engineering, is that's an additional tool that maybe not a lot of people have. I mean, you've been there on the development side. So for our listeners out there that do development and have questions about that, I think that perspective is really unique, because you're pointing out those things that can be tens of thousands of dollars down the road.
You know, the big ones are just design ideas that need to be incorporated into the building. You put in a 12-foot door, a 14-foot door. If you put in a 14-foot door, how high are the eaves? I mean, just all of that level of detail. The turning radius of a truck, the turning radius of a garbage truck. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that you can fix later, but it's a whole lot easier to fix it on paper, design it properly, and then build it.
That's good. Good information. And those are exciting projects, you know, fun things to go through and see, you know, see those start to finish. I've driven by and seen that project out there. We actually have, a builder, Titan Homes, right across the street, building some fantastic product out there. So that area is really moving. So we've got a lot of options for clients out there, be it both commercial and residential. One of the things we always like to ask our agents that come on and when we have guests is, what's your favorite part about commercial real estate?
You know, counter offer that I just picked up on my way over here, I literally met a longtime client, and he parked in one direction, I parked the other, and we handed the counter through the windows of our cars and talked a little bit about it and whatnot. And that's a client that started out building small metal buildings, and we're now building large storage complexes and large retail buildings and really, really high demand areas. So the funnest part for me is seeing a client succeed in accomplishing what they wanted to do, and frequently accomplishing more than they really thought they could do, that they were capable of. And so now, for those guys, they started out building buildings, and now they're hiring people to build buildings and playing a management role. And it's just really fun to see the impact of that, to see the impact of that on their families and their finances and their futures, and just succeeding. It's just fun to see.
Well, now that helps me realize, too, why you have kind of your personal motto is fulfill your plan. So, I mean, you are literally helping your clients fulfill that plan, whether it be personal or financial or commercial.
You know, I've got to tip my hat to my youngest son, Chandler. He actually came up with that catchphrase for us. It's an interesting phrase because it does mean you have a plan. And that's usually where we start, because a lot of people don't. So you sit down and say, what are we trying to accomplish? What's the goal? And you go from there and you just take it a step by time. And you know, I have a long soccer coaching background. You go into a practice with this amazing practice laid out, and then it just stinks and it doesn't work. So you've got to adapt your plan to have a successful practice, to have a successful outcome. So having a plan and then being willing to take a look at it as you're in the process and say, you know what, this isn't quite where we wanted to be. How do we get there, and what changed? And you adapt.
Well, James, that is good information, and it's those type of theories and thoughts that have helped us come together to have this commercial real estate department. So for all of our listeners out there, people you know, friends and family, if you've ever had any questions about commercial real estate, if you have a building you're looking at doing, a project you're interested in, and need some advice and need a good agent on that project, please consider having an interview with us, getting James and myself in front of you to help with that project. shoot us a message at kenmoreteam.com, and we'd love to set that up, help you reach those goals in 2017 as we look towards the new year. And thank you again for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas and also a Happy New Year coming up. So we will be chatting with you guys again soon. We will be back right after the first of the year with live shows, a new format involving commercial real estate and property management. And lastly, once again, we just can't thank you enough for all your referrals this year. And we look forward to a big 2017. So thanks again, James.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back here next year.
Yeah.